Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I think I was out for a moment. Not sure if anybody heard anything I said, but I've been rocking for about 15 minutes. It is what it is. I'm going to tell you something, honey. That's okay. The devil don't want this show to happen, but it's going to happen. I am your host, Dear Donna Rafia, and you are rocking in the crown. This is Crown Knowledge Radio. I really want my sound check person to text me back and let me know if you can hear me now. Can you hear me now? I am on the air, and this is Crown Knowledge Radio. I am Dodonna Rafia, and you can call in to join me in the Crown, 515-605-9858. If you are within the sound of my voice and you want to join me in the Crown, you can log into www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio. I cannot believe I've been rocking for about at least 10 minutes. And are you serious? You couldn't hear me? Oh, my Lord. That's okay. That just means I'm on the right track, baby. I'm on the right track. So I was given a little fun fact about Sherelle when I played the intro song. She was already rich when she started singing with Alexander O'Neill. That was a fun fact that I did not know about her. So if anybody has, if you have not seen the documentary, please log in and actually search for that documentary and watch that about her and Alexander O'Neill. There's a lot of drama and excitement, but I did not know that she was already in the money when she first started singing. And so the title of the show is I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. So we're talking about the initial spark, that initial, you know, first time meeting. You know, I'm not necessarily talking about love at first sight, but kind of, you know, maybe sex at first sight. I don't know. You know, is it a one night stand? Is it a flicker? Is it a flame? That's what we're talking about tonight in The Crown. I didn't mean to turn you on. What is the turn on? What do you feel or see when you first meet someone? For guys, they say that it's pretty much opportunity when you first meet someone. Now, I didn't make this up. I know I heard it somewhere, so don't come for me. They say that men, when they first see somebody that they're attracted to, it's opportunity. If she give me the green light, it's on and cracking, basically. For women, emotional. Now, I don't know, ladies. I don't know if they mean that we got to be in love the first time we see somebody. I don't believe that. But I do believe there has to be some type of a connection. And I think that's what this particular person that said this, I think that's what they meant. Like, there has to be some type of, there's got to be something. And I can't name it, because for each woman, it would be different. For each female, it would be different. For each situation, it would be different. You know, it could be circumstances. Sometimes that's it for a woman. Nowadays, you know, women are particular about where they are when they meet someone. It used to be, you know, you go to the laundromat or the grocery store and all of a sudden, you know, you've been married for 30 years. I don't know. But now, you know, from what I hear, some women don't even like to go to dinner for that Cheesecake Factory. Like, when did Cheesecake Factory become McDonald's? I have no idea. But anyway, shout out to both of them, Cheesecake Factory and McDonald's, because sometimes your dude kind of rocking with McDonald's, and then he might be rocking with Ruth Chris in a couple of years. Give a brother a chance. That's all I'm saying. But as we move through tonight's topic, it is, you know, what's the spark? What you know, Sherelle says, you know, I was only trying to be nice. And that's a whole show right there. Because I know at some point, here's the story, and I'm not even going to tell my story, but I'm going to tell a story, because this has happened to more than one male, but I know females can understand when I tell this particular scenario. So there's a nice guy. I'm not going to say what he looks like, what he's driving, what I think his income is or anything, but it's a nice guy. You're going into a nail salon. Guy's coming across the parking lot. Hi, beautiful. You look lovely today. And you give him a, you know, Negro, please, who are you talking to? Don't bother me. I'm about to go get my nails done. You give him one of them. Brother was only trying to be nice, right? Let's say the same brother, and you peeping him. He's pulling up. Let's just say he in that ride, that nice one that you like. He's smelling like nice. How do you know? He passed you in the parking lot. He looking at you. You looking nice. You know, you got your come fuck me clothes on to go get your nails done, right? Okay. That kind of thing. And this same guy, he might look and say, you know, damn, yeah, I'm liking what I see. He might give you a slightly low-key disrespectful hello. And you damn near drop down and get your eagle on for this dude. Now, what's the difference between the two dudes? The dudes that gave you a low-key disrespectful, hi, how you doing? Low-key. I'm not saying he was outright disrespectful, but it wasn't like the gentleman that said, good day, beautiful. I just wanted to tell you you're looking lovely today. And you throw your fingernails up and grab air on this brother like, I'm going in here to get my nails done. I don't have time for that BS. He might have been gathering carts. He could have been pushing a broom. But what do you say to this brother? He was only trying to be nice. Now, on the flip side, and I'm not going to answer the question. I want you to call in and give me an answer. What's the difference? And I'm going to come back. I'm going to circle the block on that. Just hold up, because I'm going to flip it over to the female side. So now a female sitting in the club, because this is a scenario that everybody can relate to. She's sitting in the club. And you say hi to a gentleman. Hi, how you doing? Oh, okay. But how you doing, sweetheart? So-and-so, you know, what's your name? Oh, you tell him your name. You might have a five-minute conversation. And he says, let me buy you a drink. You could drink soda, alcohol. It doesn't matter. Let me buy you a drink. Okay. And you accept it. And y'all continue the conversation. The conversation was nice. Now, pump the brakes. What do you expect after that? And say you just want to go, and another gentleman, man, asks you to dance. But not the brother that bought you the drink. So now, this brother's feeling a certain kind of way. Number one, because he done spent two of the four things. I say that, man, I really, my heart goes out to you, because you got four things. You got your dick, your wallet, your word, and your time. And if you at least given two of them to a female, she might be halfway home. So I don't know. I'm just asking the question again, 515-605-9858. What do you do? Do you feel like you're disrespecting the brother that bought you the drink to go dance with another brother? Is that disrespectful? And you just met. You don't know either one of them. You just met them. Should you have not accepted the drink? Now, women, I'm not talking about get 6, 7, 8 drinks out of this man and then walk away. That's a whole different scenario. You just thirsty. But on so many levels, that's not what I'm talking about. You accept one drink and a 10, 15-minute conversation with a guy, maybe not even that long, and you, excuse me, a gentleman asked me to dance, you know, we'll talk again, whatever the case might be. Do you feel like you are being disrespectful? Now, I think that if it was the men that were within the sound of my voice could call me, they would call and say, hell yeah, because I just bought you a drink and you just going to walk off and dance with another. I mean, come on. Now, I am speaking to a certain, I guess, age group. I am speaking to a certain maturity level, but not really. Does it matter? And you could say, look, I was just trying to be nice. You approached me nicely. You offered me a drink. We had a conversation. So now there's not a whole lot. Yeah, I guess it's certain people, but there's not a whole lot you can learn about somebody in a club within 5 or 10 minutes over a drink. Maybe, maybe not. And maybe if you buy her 2 or 3 or 6 drinks and see how she act when she get drunk, you might be okay with her dancing with another dude and vice versa. That's another thing. We don't know how people are when they are drinking. If you are a drinker and you drink to excess, whatever excess is for you, and sometimes people's whole personality change. You just never know. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about initial meeting, attraction, whether it's a physical attraction, whether it's a spiritual attraction, whether it's emotional attraction. I have a caller on the line. Somebody within the sound of my voice heard this show, and it's some serious questions. So we're going to go in and see who we have on the line. 0896, who's on the line? Tell me where you're calling from and tell me what your name is.
Well, this is I'm just gonna give you my alias, Dre Mitchell.
Okay. Please do. Thank you.
And basically, I'm calling in location because I'm actually listening and driving and couldn't help but hear this conversation. I had to call in because me being a DJ, first of all, I see it. I've seen it. years and years in the club. There was times where I actually saw one particular woman, and I watched her the whole night, and she did not have to buy not one drink. I've seen guys buy her drinks, and I've seen a lot of guys come up to me as a DJ and would tell me, hey, man, hey, brother, play this song, man. Play this song right here, man. I'm see this lady over here, man. I'm trying to get this lady, man. I'm trying to take her home, man. Man, just play this song, man. Just, when you slow it down, just play this one particular song. Just get on the dance floor and, you know, so... Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. Excuse me. Hold on. I really want my callers to hear my family to hear what you're saying. Is there any way I can get you in a little clearer? I can hear you. It could be Bluetooth. It could be speaker. I know if you were able to. Only if you're able.
Is this a little better?
Go ahead. Not really, but go ahead. Go ahead, because I don't want you to lose your train of thought. Go ahead.
Oh no. Let's see. Let me try something else.
Okay. Everybody, hold on tight. I have a caller on the line, and we're gonna talk about this tonight. We're gonna talk about, you know, this. I think it needs to be said. Okay, you ready? He's working it out. I don't know.
Is he
pulled his head out the window?
You
said, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, you said what now?
Is my audio a little better or is it still?
That's a little bit better, actually. Yeah, it is a little better. I hope the family can. If you are in the chat, you know, give me a word or two in the chat if some of you are online and able to, and let me know if you can hear the brother. Okay, brother, go ahead. I am so sorry. I don't want you to lose your train of thought. Go ahead. Well,
first of all, we could blame Apple for this, because all the money we spent on the earbuds and you're not getting no clear signal. So I just want to throw that out there right quick.
We ain't going to point no fingers. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Well, from a DJ point of view, I've seen it being in the club for many years, especially throughout the 90s. I've seen a lot that went on in the club as far as, you know, because as a DJ, you have to read the crowd, so you have to know what's going on. And I've seen women that have come in the club. All they even had to do was just tell you to get in the club, and that was it. They didn't have to worry about drinking the rest of the night, you know. They didn't have to worry about drinking the rest, paying for drinks the rest of the night. They had brothers that took care of everything. I've seen one lady, she went from guy to guy to guy, you know. Actually, the guys came to her, buying her drinks. And guys have come to me as a DJ and said, hey, man, I need you to play this song, man, play this song. And you slow it down, play this song, because I'm trying to get this lady, man. I'm trying to take her home, man. I want to get on the dance floor, man,
mm-hmm.
And everything. And I'm like, okay, guy. You know, I've had guys that slip me money. They wanted to buy, you know, give me drinks, because they're trying to get this one lady home, and they want to listen. They want me to play something real slow so they can get on the dance floor and all that. And I see a lady that chilled with one guy, drinking all night. And at the end of the night, she left and went home with somebody else. So, you know, the dynamics, there's a whole bunch of different dynamics on that situation there, you know. And then, you know, you have one lady that met somebody in the club, and that's who they hung out with. I've also seen where guys was, you know, he wanted to talk to one lady, and she's with like three other friends of hers, and she'll let the guy know, well, if you don't hang out with me, then you have to buy us all drinks. I mean, so, you know, it's all over the place.
Right. I can appreciate that. I really, really do appreciate you calling in and giving us a point of view from a DJ. I've had a couple of situations with a DJ that let me know, you know, what they see on a regular as a professional. So I appreciate that. I don't know what situation you're in right now as far as your time or being able to talk, but can I possibly ask you two questions?
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, so the first question I want to ask, and I'm doing this because I was like, okay, this is me. That very scenario, I know you've seen it because when you said you were a DJ, I'm like, okay, so this man knows what I'm talking about. Okay, as a man, just personally, when you buy a woman, this is a female, I don't know your situation, I don't know if you're married, single, you got a girlfriend, whatever the case may be, but just as a man's point of view, if you buy a woman a drink, and I'm not saying you got the answer for every man, does it come with an expectation at that point, whether it's you're going to be conversating with me and nobody else for the rest of the night, I get to, you know, is this going to be a hookup? And I guess that's up to the female if she gives you a phone number, but I'm just asking as from a male perspective, what is the expectation?
Yeah, I can't speak for every male, but I can
right.
speak for me. And I don't want to say what I'm saying is right and is golden, but no, absolutely
you're
not.
You're fading out again, too. I'm so sorry. Oh, man. No, that's worse.
Wow.
That's good. Whatever you just did right there, that was, I don't know what you
okay,
did.
Okay, because
that's better. Go ahead.
Better?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I can't say what I'm going to say is golden and that's the way it is, but absolutely not because, you know, I mean, me personally, when I wasn't even DJing and I was just at the club hanging out, you know, me and my friends, and then it would be like three or four ladies sitting at the bar or whatever. I'd tell the bartender, hey, man. You got some women that the mentality of them going to be thinking that, oh, he's buying me drinks, he's buying me drinks. He thinks he's going to get something. He thinks he's going to get something. And that may not be the case. Now, you do have some guys that, hey, if I do this, I do that, I could probably get it. But, you know, like in the case with me, I'm like, you know, no. You know, I'm just being friendly, you know, and, you know, I just, at that point, just trying to get to know anybody. Even if we're having a good time, we're just hanging out or whatever. Now, if it's just one particular woman that I see, and I'm like, oh, wow, she's crushed. I'm going to try to put some of her. I'm gonna buy her a drink. We're gonna talk. I don't expect that. You know, I don't expect to say, "Oh, we're gonna go and do, you know, this, or we're gonna get together tonight, or we're gonna go get a motel, or whatever." You know, and all that. Now,
okay.
Let me backtrack. My daughter is 25. So that gives you the time frame of my mother. Which she's no longer here, but her mother, I met her mother was in the club, and it was weird because she was the type of person that, you know, she was in the club and she thought like, oh, she deserved the best thing in the club because nobody talked to her, you know. But every time somebody tried to talk to her, she would like shoot them down, you know. And I was just at first with her friend just trying to say hello, how you doing? But she would look down at me like, you know, you're not even on my level. So I'm like, okay, well.
Wow.
I'm a DJ, so it's whatever, you know. But in the end, she ended up, she really wanted to thank me. She was playing hard to get. She really wanted to talk to me. The next time I saw her in the club, she came and asked my friend about me and wanted to talk to me, you know. And I found that out, but I was like, you know, you were playing hard to get, you know. So, you know, to me, I'm going to use the word tricky.
Okay, I get it. And before I ask the next question, give us your alias name again. What did you say your name was?
Dre Mix.
Dre Mix. Okay. All right, Dre Mix, I appreciate that. I guess the other question, and I'm going to ask this for anybody that comes on the line tonight, 515-605-9858. Do you believe in sex at first sight? We're not even talking about love right now. because love is perception. But and that's more than just a meeting and a drink at a club. At least everybody should agree with that. But sex at first sight, and again, I don't know if you're married, single, you got a girl, you got a woman, whatever your situation is, don't get kicked out the house if somebody recognizes your voice. So I'm just saying, if you meet somebody that, you know, okay, this is the thing I'm going to do for tonight, or, you know, okay, yeah, you know what, she looking at me, I'm looking at her, or, I mean, is there a situation? Now, would anybody confess to a one-night stand? I will, because it's happened, and I'm grown, and I can do that. I don't, you know, I'm not in a situation where, you know, okay, this needs to be hidden. No, I'm not going to say that because it happens. But is that a thing? Is that, okay, and I'm only asking because the way social media is right now is more of a thing than I thought it was. I guess I'm the only one that's surprised. I don't think anybody else is surprised. But, yeah, is that a thing?
Absolutely. Listen, I mean, let me say this. For the people that's listening, y'all should understand and know this. Okay, I'll give you two different scenarios. I'm going to give you the scenario as a DJ. I've seen many times guys get hooked up with women that they just met in the club, and they about to leave and they're gone. They're out of there. You know, as a matter of fact, the club I used to DJ at, right down the street from there, it was like three motels there, and they were pumped. You know, so that, you know, yeah. And then think about this. There's a lot of people that have went, you and your girls get together and say, hey, we're going to go to Vegas over the weekend. You go to Vegas for the weekend, and y'all hanging out, and then y'all, you meet somebody or whatever. You know, hey, babe, I'm in town just for one night only. It was just a fling. It was just something that happened. Okay. I saw you that
what
night.
What happens in Vegas stays,
you know,
in Vegas.
That's why they call it.
At least that's
term,
what they
know?
Say. I don't
know,
sweetheart. I have never been to Vegas. Let's just be clear. I'm just saying that's what the saying is.
You know what? I was on a cruise one time. It was a whole bunch of us, you know, families. Mm-hmm. We all went on a cruise. One of the boys that was with him, he's a youngster, you know, he ran into some girls he saw on the ship, and I was fight. So he's always there to go and come back and tell the story. Oh, man, I met this girl, man. She was in the cabin with me last night. I'm like, you just met the girl? He said, yeah.
I'm grateful. I really appreciate that because sometimes we always see things from our perspective as women, and there's a lot of assumption in there. Not, you know, some of it might be true, some of it may not, but On the female side, there's a lot of assumption. You're going to assume, oh, well, you think, you know, this, or you think this is going to happen. But now, again, I'm dating myself because now with social media, women are going out there and they're looking for the hookup. Now, I know there's a certain level of women that's looking for marriage and they want the ring and all of that. But there is a certain level of woman that's saying, hey, I'm grown, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a, you know what I'm saying, this is what I'm looking for, and they let it be known. So I just, it was interesting to get it from your perspective, but I do appreciate that. No, go ahead.
I have two points I want to say on this.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, back to my little girl's mother, the night that she saw me again at the club, and she told my friend, but she had told my buddy, she said, well, what's up with your DJ friend? And then he had come and told me, so she wants to know what's going on with. I said, well, you know, tell her, you know. So anyway, we talked that night. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, audience, I'm not going to lie to you. Cause, you know,
you are fading. Please come back. You are fading. I don't know if it's your blue.
Are you with me?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, real quick, what I was saying was the second instance of me meeting my little girl's mother,
mm-hmm.
that night, We did end up going to my apartment that night, you know. So, you know, so now you have it. You know, she was playing hard to get at first, but then once she decided that on her child she wanted to talk to me that same night, she wanted to, and matter of fact, she initiated it. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, okay. So, you know, saying, well, let's go ahead and go to your place or whatever, you know. So it wasn't like
okay.
I was saying, hey, come on, let's do this, let's do that. So, like I say, it goes both ways.
Yeah, go ahead. You said you had another point.
The thing that I don't like is they, you know, you see a guy, and if a guy dated 3, 4, 5 different women and slept with them, they're going to call him a gigolo. If a woman does the same thing, she's going to be labeled as a hoe. And I don't think that's right.
I think they both getting the same name nowadays. it used to be gigolo, but I think that now, and that was one of the questions I was going to ask in the show tonight anyway. Does body count matter? When you initially meet somebody, some of the questions that you ask or some of the conversation that you have, and one of the things that I am hearing on different podcasts all across the board is the men are saying, yes, body count does matter, surprise, surprise, and women are saying, no, body count doesn't matter. Everybody has been with somebody when you meet them. Like, you rarely meet somebody that's going to say, I'm a 40-year-old virgin. That was just a movie. So I don't know.
That's a good statement that you brought up because on that note is, body count matters with your age. If you got a high body count, but you're like 56, 57 years old, or 55 years old, then okay. But if you got a high body count and you're only 28,
you know what? I think I heard somebody say that, and I was like, huh, I really didn't think of it that way, but that's kind of right.
Now,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Yeah. And
you're also coming in great now. I don't know what you did, but you're coming in really good. Go ahead.
The reason why. It might be my location.
I didn't know what you were doing like a few seconds ago, but it was great.
Okay, let's see. We can start real. How about
now? Do you hear me now? Not really. It's still doing that low. You still got that low. But anyway, go ahead, because I don't want to.
The reason why we so concerned about body counts, because we're thinking about, oh man, she had all these guys in her. I don't know shit. What can I do? I can't do nothing. She didn't have these guys there, you know. That's a mental thing for her guys. It's kind of like it breaks our soul, because we conquerors. We want to be the first of everything, you know. And that's what it is, you know. We want to be the first.
And I think the person that actually made that statement about, age, because I hadn't thought of it that way. And then I took it a step further. I'm thinking, okay, so what if you live in a small town and there's a strong possibility that one of the guys could be a friend or a family member. And she not know it, and I don't say that it makes it even, and I can't really say it don't make it even worse, but it really does make it worse. You got a high body count, and maybe one or two or three of those counts are related or personally known to this guy, you know what I'm saying, as a guy. And so they took it a step further, and I was like, wow, yeah, that's kind of messed up. And it's happened. Just watching episodes of Paternity or whatever the case might be, it's kind of like, oh, this person really did, and now I'm pregnant by your brother. You understand what I'm saying? And I hope you're still with me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there was some background noise. But I unless you have something else to add, I'm going to let you go. But I do want to say, Dre, I really appreciate you chiming in and getting in on this conversation with me. Yeah, always in the crown. Tune in, tell your friends. And we are moving forward and upward with the crown, and hopefully we'll be a podcast shortly. So please rock with us and stay with us and follow and hit the notification so you know when we're coming on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
All right, thank you. Have a great night. All right. Okay, so, you know, DJ Dre came on and gave his perspective on, you know, the scenario that I gave of men and women and being in the club and how that happens and from a male perspective. You know, he's saying, you know, he's not one of those males, but there are those situations. So what's the attraction? So when you see this female, what if, or you see this male, and again, you know, is it physical for us ladies? Because we're getting real physical like men. We're looking at, oh, you know, he got his six pack on, or he got his muscles, or he got this, or he got that. He's tall. You know what I'm saying? He's a certain height that we like. That's a big one. Because now men are telling the women, you know, go to the gym and do a crunch every now and then. Really? I mean, it's really gotten to the point of when you see someone, it might or might not be about body shaming or body consciousness. I mean, it's gotten to that level where, you know, the women that are out there showing their body, look, you know, I ain't mad at nobody to put the work in. If you put the work in and this is the result and you got it and you want to show it, that's on you, boo-boo. I'm not body shaming. I'm not claiming nothing. I hit the gym as often as I can, but I still don't think I'm not going to put mine out there on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever y'all doing out there. To show off what I've done, that's for a certain situation for me. But those situations where, you know, now it's body type and men don't mind telling you, hey, baby, you know, I'm good with the fupa. I'm good with that. You okay? You know, I'm good. And now these women are, you know, we got a whole other show about cosmetic surgery and saying you want a real man when you 90% fake. That's a whole different show. I'm not even going to get into the BBL. I'm not even going to go there. I'm just saying, ladies, is less more, or, you know, is more less? You know, if you got all of this on and then, you know, bruh man really, really see you, like you really got to keep that on. Or what's going to happen when you take it all off? I'm going to get you, sucker. If y'all haven't seen the movie, I just dated myself. But anyway, you know, when you start taking off this and taking off that and, you know, the Spanx come off and you just want to be, you know, hair in a ponytail or braids or whatever, and you want to be in the house with your sweats on, what's going to happen? Because there's some men out there that's really, really for real serious about that. They really, you know, go comb your hair and put some clothes on. They do not mind telling you right now, look, you represent me. Or there's some men like, hey, baby, look, you do that 9 to 5 all day. You dressed up, you look beautiful. Let your hair down, you know, relax. I want to see you walking around the house with your booty shorts on and a t-shirt and no bra. I like that. You know what I'm saying? If we expecting company, then we expecting it. If we not, then we going to keep the door closed. It's me and you. And there's men on that side. I'm more so looking for that, brother, because I live in my sweats. But I clean up nice. Let's not get it twisted. You understand what I'm saying? So, and ladies, I'm sorry, don't come for me, but some of y'all don't know when to clean it up. And I mean really, really clean it up. You want to be bonnet going to the grocery store with your house shoes on and your pajamas all day. And that's just not going to cut it. And then you wonder why people put you on World Star. That's how you end up on World Star, if you didn't know. And then you want to, you know, throw up your middle finger and do this and do that and say, you know, F y'all, MFs. And, you know, you want to get real with it, but this is what you're putting out there. And then you wonder why you get that dude. And again, if you want to know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the show the guy Rashad and I did not too long ago, because what you put out there is what you get back. I just did a show with a brother, Zuan, the Don. And that particular subject came up as well. You know, what you put out there is what you get back. That's a universal law. And now I've said this in three shows so far, and it's all relative. It all applies. What you put out there is exactly what you're going to get back. You saying you want that dude that's, you know, he dressed nice, he looked nice, he smelled nice, and he got this, and he's rocking like this and rolling like that, and but you going to the store with your bonnet on and your house shoes and your pajamas, zip-up hoodie. I don't care if it is Chanel. I don't care if it's Gucci. It's still pajamas. So that part of it. Don't come for me, ladies. I'm telling y'all, do not. Don't come for me. Because that's not what it's for. It's just like back in the early 90s when everybody started wearing their bra outside like it was clothes. I don't understand that. And in some instances, spandex is not appropriate. In some instances. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my spandex. I do. But in some instances, it is just not appropriate. Okay, I digress. Let me get off of that. But anyway, we're going to get back to the spark. What is the attraction? So, okay, let's start there. Let's go surface before I go deep, because you know I'm going there. So on the surface, what are you looking at when you see this person? So now everybody wants the hair down to the butt that's been augmented in some sort of way. And then the butt, and then, you know, I'm all about keeping the nails right and the toes right. I'm all for that. You know, so gentlemen, guys, fellas, when you meet this woman and you see that she's high maintenance, then you know what to expect. And don't be surprised if you marry what you saw and it does not work out and you end up giving up half. So did you think this through? And I don't have to give you an example. All you got to do is cut on YouTube, and it is all types of celebrity names that you will recognize that are now splitting up because they had high-maintenance women, not just because of that. But now that you know, and she's not going to walk away with zero because she was not a zero when you walked up to her. That part, don't come for me. I don't make this up. It's out there. It's public knowledge. I can't make it up. So, come on, ladies. I get it. So, what you saying, Dardonna, the way I dress, that's the nigga I'm going to get? Probably. Probably. I'm sorry. I'm letting my Ebonics show, but it's okay. Probably. So, if you in the store with your bonnet on and your house shoes and your pajamas. Bubba that just got off work from dumping trash all day. Well, trash men make very good money, so let's not get that twisted. But he might be the dude. He might not be, you know, I'm trying to think of somebody that's single that's got money. All of the ones that got money that I could think of right now are already taken. Michael B. Jordan might still be available. I guess after Lori Harvey, he's like, you know what, let me take a break because, yeah. But I'm saying, if you're looking for that level, dude, you can't be up in the grocery store with your bonnet and your house shoes on and your pajamas. I'm just saying. Okay, I digress. Let me go back. So we're still talking about initial attraction, and that's just on the surface. And so there are other things that let me talk about me, since I'm trying to talk about other folks. I don't go to store in my pajamas, but I do want to have conversation. Fellas, I'm going to say this, don't come for me. If you don't have time, don't approach Dardonna. If you don't have conversation, and I mean real conversation, not like, you know, baby, you got a man. If I'm in the club and you don't see me with anybody, I don't have a man. That's me. That's Dardonna. That's not everybody that's out there. Some wives want a break, and they just want to get out with their girls. I get it. But it's an appropriate question, but still. I want a conversation about, are we in the club? We drinking. What are we going to talk about in the club? Well, it depends on how you hold your liquor. It depends if you really mean what you're saying. It only takes 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes. For me, it might not take that long. So I'm talking about me. Are you likely to get a one-night stand with me? Probably not. But I just said I had one. So that means you got to be somebody in particular. You have to, well, who is that? What kind of man is that? Why do I have to be somebody in particular? I will know by the way you move, by the conversation you have, and by the females that I've seen you talking to before me, possibly. There's a lot to go into that. So what are we talking? I might say, you know what, I'm not drinking right at this moment, but, you know, if you're still interested later on, I'll let you know. And we can still have conversation. Because if I feel like you're that type of brother, like if I take this drink from this man, he's going to expect something. And then there are other brothers you can just tell. He's just trying to buy me a drink. He's just being friendly. Are you good? Can I buy you a drink? I just want to buy you a drink. And they'll let you know. I just want to buy you a drink, baby. Now, some men say that and they don't mean it. And some men say it and they mean it. And sometimes I was that person that, you know what, I'm not drinking at the moment. But, you know, thank you anyway. I appreciate it. But don't say you're not drinking and then he see you getting a drink. Just say, I'm not drinking at the moment, but I appreciate it. Because sometimes I just want to check out the room. Again, we're talking about first impressions. We're talking about initial meetings. We're talking about how you conduct yourself. If you are a female and you cannot handle your liquor, be wary of how you look in the club drunk. And some men are looking for that. It's called cherry picking or something else. But that's what it used to be called in my day. It's cherry. It's easy pickings, in other words. Well, damn, she already drunk. I ain't even got to buy her a drink. God, let me slide over here before somebody else realize. And that's how it happened. That's how the whole date rape thing comes about. That's how the whole, you know, essay, if I don't want to say the word, that's how it comes about. You wake up the next day, you don't even realize what happened, that kind of thing. And that's serious. I'm not going to laugh about that. That's a serious thing. But unfortunately, if you are drinking and you don't know how to hold your liquor, it could be a sticky situation. Well, Durgan, I'm with my girls and I'm hanging out and I've heard it all. I've heard, you know, I was out with my girls and they left me. I was out with my girls and they didn't see me, you know, going in the bathroom and some guy followed me in the bathroom. I'm just saying, ladies, be careful. So, but, you know, with social media and other outlets and the quick meetups and the easy hookups and all of the things that have happened, I know that there are a lot more women out there that are more cautious about meeting somebody for the first time. So, you know, and we are talking about turning someone on, and we're talking about the first meeting, and we're talking about that initial spark, and we're talking about what is the attraction. So let me go a little deeper in this last part of the show. A spiritual connection. Well, Durdana, you're not going to get that in the bar. Maybe not. Maybe. It just depends. And again, I'm going to use myself as an example. That's why most of the time when I am in situations like that, I don't know of any clubs nowadays, but when you're in a situation where you're in a club and it's possible that you're going to drink and there, you know, drinks might be flowing, you might want to not drink. Order soda or something and pretend like you're drinking. Until you realize, okay, this is, you know, this person means well, this person does not. You know, you can figure things out when you do that. And it really is not about the alcohol. Some people say, oh, yeah, it's alcohol, but I did it all the time. I would go in the club, order something clear, like a Pellegrino or something else, you know, some type of a carbonated soda. And, you know, get them to stick an umbrella in it with a piece of fruit on the side. I don't know. And pretend like it's a drink. I have had a bartender hook me up with orange juice and 7-Up and mix it together and put ice in it. and put an umbrella in it and pretend like you're having a drink. I've had cranberry juice and ice in my glass, and it was actually pretty tasty. And that's what I would drink most of the time. People would think I was drinking. I was not. But you can survey the room. You can figure out who you're talking to. You can check out the room and see what people are doing and how they act. And when someone approaches you, then that's on you, whether you want to speak with them or not, or have a conversation, or accept a couple of drinks and sit in the corner with them and have a longer than a 10-minute conversation. Then that's on you. I'm going to tell you another one, guys, and this was advice from a comedian, and I don't know if it was real or not real, but what he said, and I think he was being serious. I'm not going to name the comedian, but I think he was being serious. He was like, y'all need to rub one out before you go to the club, maybe a couple, because it gets you, it keeps the big head straight and the little head in line. It makes the little head behave, and it keeps the big head straight. So y'all need to, you know, knock out one or two before you go to the club. It'll make you think better. And if you at the club and you looking at somebody and you kind of tipsy, go in the bathroom and rub one out and come back out and see if she's still attractive, because it may save your life. I'm telling you, ladies, I say take the same advice. He didn't say nothing about ladies. I'm just saying it. Take the same advice. You know, do yourself a favor before you leave the house and see if you feel the same way. Initial attractions can be dangerous. They can be heartbreaking. They can be overwhelming. It could be nerve-wracking. And you really, you know, sometimes you make not so smart decisions. I'm not going to say stupid, but you make not so smart decisions like, I don't have no rubbers, but it's okay. He's so damn sexy, or she's so damn cute. Like, man, her body is banging. I don't have no rubbers, but I'm going to see if I can make her give it to me anyway. Ding dong, you know what? I'm pregnant. Okay. And what's your last name? Because, you know, then you find yourself in that situation. I mean, I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying these are those moments, that initial attraction, that initial chemistry, that initial alchemy that brings you to a point where you say, I want to get to know this person, but do I really? Man, ask yourself, what kind of time do I have? Is so many women, so little time. That part, you want to get as many in under your belt. So if you just happen to run across her with another dude, you got bragging rights. I know how I work. Sometimes I'm not a man. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Sometimes it's about bragging rights. Man, you don't want to hit that. I already hit her. Come on, y'all. Really? This is what we doing? For some of y'all, not all of y'all, not all of y'all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the men that put the trauma out there. And ladies, we're not exempt. How many of you can say, damn, I didn't see that coming? But we're smart. We're educated. We're making money. You out there on your own. We're bossing up as females, I guess, so quote unquote. We're getting our cake up. You know what I'm saying? We're doing all those cute little analogies and sayings, but we still run into that one brother that you wish you never met. Come on, somebody. In the back of your mind, 10 years, 12 years, 7 years, 8 years later, you're saying, I wish I never met this. I wish I never met this nigga, for real. I'm just saying. And it's buyer's remorse. I get it. But go back and listen to my show about tantric meditation, about Kama Sutra, breathing and healing. You have got to allow yourself that love. You know, now we're hearing that love on yourself. It sounds corny, I know. I don't have no problems loving on myself. Let me just tell you, I don't have no problems with that. But nobody wants to be lonely, but you have got to heal. If you're looking for that person, that dude, that man, that guy, I don't know what that guy is for you. But it's got to be more than what you feel you have or deserve. If you are, you know what, Dadonna, I'm good. I got a good one. We've been together X a number of months or years or whatever. I got a good one. And I know it's some of y'all out there. And, you know, when we first met, it was like this for the initial attraction. This is what initially attracted me to this man. Or, you know, it was his personality. I saw him with his son or his daughter. I saw him in the store. I saw him with his mom, and he was helping his mom grocery shop. I saw him with his sisters, and I saw how he protected his sisters. And, you know, before I let him hit it, I asked him if I could meet his friends to see what kind of people he hang around. Come on, y'all. Are we asking those type of questions anymore? Somebody said to me once, they said, you know, most of them, it was an older woman, she's an older female, sort of my mentor, if you will, and she said, a lot of these women are laying out this man. We're not asking the questions in the moment of passion. I wonder what kind of mother she'll make. I wonder what kind of father he will make to my children. But we're initiating the act without asking the critical questions. That's backwards. If I were to, and even if you don't plan on having children, what kind of man is he around other women? What kind of man is he around his mother, his grandmother? Every man's got a mama. What kind of relationship did he have with his mama? What happened? Do you really want to know that? Maybe you don't. I'm just asking the question. It's a good way to find out what the fuck you're getting yourself into. And then you make a decision. And then that's the decision that you have to live with. And then there are the initial, you know, men have a different way of thinking when they first meet a woman. Some men are very, very afraid of very pretty women. Even if they're a handsome man, even if they're a good-looking dude, they have this thing, this stigma, quote-unquote, about very beautiful women. First of all, you walking up in the club and you're single. You're single and it's, okay, being single is not just the only thing. You're single and you have no kids. What's wrong with you? Or you're single and you have a lot of kids, what's wrong with you? Especially if they're by different fathers. Now, hold on, ladies. Again, don't come for me. I'm not saying you should be persecuted one way or the other. But you're of a certain age. Now, if you're in your 20s and you have no kids, great, perfect. You shouldn't in your 20s. I mean, I say you got a lot of life to live before you even think about having children, anybody, male or female. I think you should be looking at 40 before you even start thinking about marriage. That's just my opinion. You can tell me what yours is, 515-605-9858, and you tell me what you think. But I'm just telling you what Dordana thinks. This is what I think about it. I think that a male should do the asking. I know that's not always the case. Women are asking men to marry him now. But it's something about being chosen, if you want to be chosen, that part. So when you initially, let's go back to talking about first-time meetings. This is the first time I'm laying eyes on you. Are you going into this with the mind that I am looking for a husband or a wife, or am I looking for someone to be my friend that I might happen to fall in love with? Or is this a jump off? This is just a one night stand. I'm looking for a hit it and quit it. And I think we would save each other a whole lot of heartache if we would put that on the table. From day one, they're done. I mean, damn, we just want to have a drink, and you're just getting too deep. Like, I just want to meet somebody, have a drink. But then you need to make that clear, because when he hit it and walk away, don't change your mind because it's too late. Brothers, that was a message for you more so than for women, because if you lay it out there and let them know, hey, I got a woman at home. I just want a little bit of honey and sugar for tonight. We buy a couple of drinks. We're going to dance. We're going to have a good time. And then I'm going home. I might not call you the next day. I just need to make that clear. Is that too much, ladies? Is that too honest? You don't want to hear that, right? But you want somebody to keep it real. So you can't have it both ways. Brothers, I say put it out there. Because, see, I'm one of them women. If you put it out there like that, I might just get you some because I already know where you're coming from. Just depends on your situation. But you might get it. if you that real, you might just get it. Because you got to be able to handle it. But most women will say, oh, I'm good with that. It's okay. And then your face is broke when you never hear from this person again. And when you do see them, they don't want to have nothing to do with you. Don't have you fix your face because that's what's going to happen. 9 times out of 10. All women are not like that. All men are not like that. I'm saying that situations happen even for the smartest, most intelligent, educated, highly respective to their self women and men. You go out, you know how to hold your liquor, you got your own money. Ladies, some of y'all don't even need a man to buy you drink. I'm not even going to ask this brother to buy me no drink no more. I'm not going to look for a man. I'm going to turn to, look, baby, I'm good. I can buy my own drinks. Some men take offense to that. I didn't ask you that. I just asked you, did you want a drink? Keep your money in your pocket. Some men do that. I've been in that situation. No, baby, I'm good. I got a drink. I didn't ask you that. I'm asking you, can I buy you a drink? And I get it. Some women like it. Some women don't. Some men do it. Some men don't. Some men will come in the club and hound you to death and never offer you a drink. That's just the way it is. Me, myself, I would rather be sober and have a conversation with you, and then the next time we meet up, we could go somewhere for an intimate cocktail. I do not want to be drunk in the club with other women because 9 times out of 10, something will happen. Either you're going to fight somebody, somebody's going to get ticked off, you're going to end up effing somebody you didn't want to, really, really, for real. Some type of scenario is going to jump off where there's liquor and men and women and music involved. You know, the initial chemical reaction, that's one thing. It is what it is. That's the male and female dance of the universe that happens. It happens. We're not going to say it doesn't. But the spiritual connection, now that's something different. And again, can it happen in a club? I'm not going to say that it's not. I mean, you could easily say, no, nobody's going to have a spiritual connection in a club. I can't say that. So let's just remove the club scenario. For a spiritual connection, it would have to be something more elevated than just being in the bar drinking. And again, what type of conversation do you have? And do you feel that once you have a conversation with someone, it's like it's always more, like I want more. Like I didn't say everything I want. The next time I talk to this person, I want to talk about this. I'm going to ask so-and-so about this. I'm going to ask him that question. Man, that conversation we had the other night, it was fire. Like, oh my God, I felt like I was the only one that thought that way. I never thought that I would meet a female that thought like that. I never thought I would meet a guy who could say just the right way what I have been trying to get a guy to say for like 15, 20 years, and he said it. That's amazing. Like, where do you get that from? And that's not really even on a spiritual level. That's just knowing how to speak to the king in a man and speak to the queen in a woman. That part. And yes, I've already mentioned several times that is a show that's coming up in The Crown. What's your love language if you meet someone? Now, I'm not saying you need to start off with love language, but if you get to the point where you want to know this person better, are you brushed up on your love language? What does it sound like? And we're going to be talking about that too. So what do you say when you meet someone initially? Do you automatically ask, you know, are you single? Are you divorced? Are you, you know, married? Do you have somebody? I think you want to clear the air on that. Because again, you make a grown-ass person decision when you get your answer back. okay, well, this person said that, but based on how they look, okay, their status doesn't matter. Does it? So those are critical questions that you want to be able to at least have that question in the back of your mind, especially if you're going in for the get down. If you're going in for this going down, I don't know how it's going down. I don't know what's going to happen when it go down, but it's going down. So if you know that you know that you know it's going down, there should be some critical answers, questions, actually a critical conversation. Again, fellas, I go back to putting it out there. Let them know, hey, look, this is before we go too far. This is who I am. This is what I am. Or this is what's going to happen because this is where I am right now. And if you cool with that, then we can move forward. If you're not cool with that, then I suggest we, you know, hug it out, have another drink, and go home. It's rough. Why am I having this conversation? Because social media demands it. It's so easy to sit behind a computer and put your best picture out there, your best booty shot, your best cleavage shot, your best body shot. It's so easy to put it out there, polish it up. I didn't even know they had filters. Somebody had to tell me that. No, that's not real. They got a filter on. And I'm like, what the hell is a filter? Because I'd never used one. I'm like, why would you do that? Because when you do know when you meet this person, you don't have a filter. You do realize that, right? I don't know. I didn't get it, but I get it now. But you know, I guess it's this is what I want them to see right now. And once I get him or her interested, then I'll let them see the without the filter. Really? I don't get it. Because you might have to wear your filter for the rest of your life if you get your face broke. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Why would you not want somebody to see the real you so they could talk to the real you, so they could get to know the real you? And I'm just talking about in the physical for right now, but the real you is that spiritual connection. I'm going to tell you who I am, and I want you to believe me. I'm going to tell you what I like, and I want you to believe me. I'm going to tell you at the initial meeting, this is the type of, I'm not saying you got to go in hard and open up your closet and let all your bones fall out. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, get it into a conversation. Are we going to talk about body count? Is that going to come up? It might, ladies. It might, fellas. Y'all a little bit more sensitive about the body count than we are, I think. I might be wrong, ladies, but, you know, somewhere in the chat or in my comments, let me know. Say, hey, you know, we don't care about body count. I don't know. Do we as women? I'm going to tell you right now, because men are talking about it from podcast to podcast. All you got to do is go out there and throw a dart, and you're going to run into a podcast where men are saying, is she for the community? Is she holding her own? Because that's exactly what's out there. I didn't make that up. They are saying, look, we ain't marrying these 304s. They think they can go out here, and when one stepping stone nigga don't work, they throw that stone out and pick up another one. I'm just saying what's out there. I didn't make this up. Go out there and look at it. It's right there. They are letting you know. So what happens at initial meeting? Why can't we follow that spark? Why can't we follow what's on our heart? Why can't we be our true, authentic self? And I think most men out there now, they're trying really hard to put their authentic self out there. I didn't say all of them. Not all of them, but some of them are, because they want you to know, what's in my pocket is going to stay in my pocket. What's in my pants going to stay in my pants. Period. Whether it's my wallet or whatever else I got in my pants. And I get it. So, you know, things were one way back in the day. You meet somebody, it was what it was, and bam, now you have a family. You have another person that you're responsible for. And I think I would like for people to look at that as well. are you prepared to do that? I think that's a conversation. I remember back in the day, I know three people personally. I'm not going to say if they're family or friends, but I know three people personally that had men in their life, three females, and the men told them, I do not want children, and they had children anyway. That's a real fast way to end up being a baby mama. I say when a man tells you who he is up front, believe him. And the same goes with females. Like I said, hey, if she was for the community when you met her, she's going to be for the community in some shape, form, or fashion. Unfortunately, some women look for love in all the wrong places when they should actually be looking in the mirror. That's where it starts. For us ladies, again, I've said it before in the crown, and I'd never back down from saying it. They can get up, wipe us off, and walk away. We cannot do that. We can get up and walk away, but everything they left with us, we carrying it with us. It's called a chemical exchange. Whether it's a first-time exchange or a third-time exchange, it is called a chemical exchange, especially if it is unprotected. You carry that DNA in that semen. You carry information in there. You carry that his last relationship is in there. All of that is in there. You will even have certain alchemists and master alchemists tell you that you will take on the aroma of your partner based on how long you've been chemically involved with them. Chemically involved, yeah. Sexually, sensually exchanging fluids, oils, and chemistry. It stays with you. A whole nother reason to really think through your initial meeting, your initial attraction. I get it. The spark is real. The chemistry is real. I've been there. Been there, done that. It's real. You feel it. You can taste it. You can smell it. You can almost taste it. It's real. It's like, am I tripping or is this real? And everything about it says it's real. But there's a part of that initial meeting that's not. And that's the part you get to when you explore your spiritual connection with someone. Am I talking about religion? No. Am I talking about heaven and earth? Not necessarily. Am I talking about universal law? Absolutely. It never fails. You meet a couple that, an older couple that has been, we've been together for 55 years. How do you stay with one person for 55 years? Well, you practice the law of attraction. So how do you practice the law of attraction? Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying it's a perfect science. I'm saying when you practice being in tune with your partner, it works. When you practice, just like doctors practice, they don't always get it right, but they practice. You get it? That's why they say you practice law. Lawyers practice law. They don't always get it right, but they practice. Come on now. Football players practice. Basketball players practice. When you're trying to perfect something, you don't just sit around and wait for it to happen. You got to practice. Practice makes perfect. Anybody ever heard of that before? When you practice, you perfect it. Over and over and over again. It's not a one and done perfection. It's not. Nobody's that good. That's just for God in heaven above. And he's made some flaws just so you can practice. Come on now. When they say practice, that's how you perfect your game. That's how you get better and better and better and better and better and better. Okay, well, I messed that part up, but let's get better and better and better and better. But you got to have time for that. You have to have interest. You have to have time. You have to have some kind of a spiritual elevation, and you got to vibe high. You cannot low vibe and love. You cannot. It does not go together. You got to vibe high. If you found that one, that person that you're truly interested in, that one man that he's got to be the one that I'm going, that's the one I'm going, that spiritual level, I got to vibe high with this one. And that one female that, look, I may only have my wallet, my dick, my time, you know, but at least two of those I have to invest in this one right here. I gotta at least practice getting it right. I'm not always going to get it right, but I'm going to practice. How about it, y'all? It's a lot to think about. Let's spark that flame, that connection. What about this person made us click? Sometimes you meet that person and you felt like you've known them for a while. That's real. But then you have to go about the practice of getting to know what it is that's so familiar about this person. That part. I am your host, Donna Raffitt, and you've been rocking with me in the crown on, I didn't mean to turn you on, but I did. And so now what? Yeah, that wasn't the whole title, but I just added that in. I turned you on. Now what? Now what we going to do? What you going to do about it? You going to turn a blind eye to it and just go with the flow and hope and pray that this one's going to work out? Come on, y'all. We better than that. We're smarter than that. We know more than that. We know more now than we ever have on this planet. And if you don't think you're magical, practice and watch the magic happen. That's what alchemy is. It's more than just, you know, telling a female, hey, you look beautiful today. Sometimes you need to sit down and count the ways. What do we do this for? Why are we in it? And are we in it to win it? That's a whole lot for a first meeting, but at least you can spark the conversation. Find out who is sitting across from you. And how does that all start? Start by looking in the mirror and knowing who you are at your core, your most authentic self. You'll never go wrong that way. You'll never go wrong with spiritually trying to find that spiritual connection. I don't think you're going to find it in a certain ride, a car. I don't think you're going to find it in the bottom of a Birkin bag. I don't think you're going to find it on no red bottom shoes. The only way you can find it is by looking in the mirror and going within that, with that person that you see looking back at you. And then you go out there and see how the magic happens. How do you have that relationship? What are you really looking for? I don't believe in staying in relationships that you're not happy in. Well, Donna, we got kids. Okay. I didn't say mistreat the children. I'm saying don't mistreat yourself. That's all I'm saying. Oh, my goodness. Thank you all for rocking with me tonight. I'm going to let Tina Marie take us home tonight with Dear Lover. Always in the crown, it's about love. Always it's about love. Join me tomorrow night with the God Rashad and mastering the messiness of your enemies. And we're going to go in for that tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show. Please go back and look at the archive shows in the crown. Press the like button and subscribe. I guess you can do that on Blog Talk Radio. But look for us on YouTube because we're coming. And look for us IG because we're coming. And look for us on many, many more platforms to come. Crown Knowledge Radio. We're always about the energy and elevating you to that high vibing place in your life, whether it's a god, a guru, a goddess, a gangster, whatever you want to call yourself, it's about that energy. I am Donna Raffitt, and as always, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you, and good night. I hope this letter finds you, dear lover.